the Jovellanos rooms. Gaspar Melchor de Jovellanos. Without a doubt, one of the more important people to have dwelled in Belver was Gaspar Melchor de Jovellanos, one of the most politically influential persons in the Age of Enlightenment in Spain. While he was still a young man pursuing a literary career, he held positions of responsibility in a number of institutions in which he defended both his own liberal and enlightened views and the new theories of political economy which prevailed in Europe at the time. In 1797, Jovellanos was appointed Minister of Grace and Justice. However, his advanced ideas and his stance against the Inquisition and church-owned properties was not at all to the liking of the new Secretary of State, Manuel Godoy, who opted for silencing Jovellanos by exiling him in Mallorca. When he arrived at the island, he was initially confined in the Valldemossa Carthusian Monastery, where he remained from March 1801 until May 1802, when the authorities decided he was enjoying too much freedom and sent him to Belver, where he was imprisoned for almost 6 years. These were difficult times for Jovellanos, with constant surveillance, many restrictions, and much hardship. When the conditions became more lenient, Jovellanos wrote a memorable description of Belver, evoking the castle's past. He also wrote numerous pieces about the Llotja, the cathedral, and the San Francisco and Santo Domingo convents in Palma. Despite the circumstances, Jovellanos's stay in Mallorca was fundamental, since it contributed to the creation of a climate of intellectualism, perfectionism, and commitment to his own culture and language, which had not existed beforehand. His interest in the history, architecture, education, flora, and many other aspects of Mallorcan life also served as a stimulus for local researchers, who, for the first time, began to search for truth from a scientific perspective. In March 1808, following the mutiny of Aranjuez, the dismissal of Godoy, and the abdication of Charles IV in favour of his son, Ferdinand VII, Jovellanos regained his freedom. Jovellanos remained politically active until his death in 1811, serving initially on the Supreme Central Junta, which was created to oppose Napoleon, and later in the Cadiz Constitutional Courts, where many of his economic and educational ideas were accepted.